99.70 JX, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Happy Groundhog Day today, by the way. We'll be checking into Gobbler's Knob at around 7-ish for the annual festival of a rodent, telling us whether or not we're going to have six more weeks of winter, which, you know, let's not even worry about the fact that it's literally six more weeks of winter from this point until spring. But you know what? Who's counting? Who's counting? Let's let Punxsutawney Phil do it for us. Anyways, that is on the way here on 99.7 DJX. Plus, want to remind you that we will be giving away a big old TV soundbar, money for food, for the Usher concert next Sunday. Not this Sunday, next Sunday, okay? And we did realize that it does fit in our DJX truck. We went through it yesterday. We're like, man, does this 65-inch TV actually fit? And guess what? It does. So WDJX.com, get in on that this morning. Hey, coming up, wait till you hear how this woman in Austin gave her phone number to a dude at the bar. On the way, Olivia Rodrigo first. Good morning.
So, you know, you are sitting there at the bar, just, you know, having your little cosmopolitan, and guy walks up to you and he's like, hey, I saw you sitting there and I think you're pretty and I'd like to buy you a drink. And you're like, wow, oh my gosh. Well, okay then. And I'll have another barkeep. And so the bartender brings over another Cosmo for you, and you guys kind of get to talking, and he's like, hey, can I text you sometime? And you're like, sure. Just an example of the age-old, like, hey, what's your phone number? You know, the exchange of phone numbers, right?
Right. Used to write it on a napkin. Now it's like, guy can just hand you his phone, say, hey, put your number in here.
Yeah, but think about, what's the most creative way you've given out your phone number or been asked to get your phone number? Because this is trending right now. A woman named Jackie. Now, she's from Austin, Texas, or at least has an Austin, Texas area code, right?
Uh-huh.
Gave this guy her number at a bar. But what she did was leave out two digits on purpose.
Oh, gosh.
And wrote, trust me, I'm worth it.
So it's going to make him try to figure out those two missing digits by going through all the possible combinations?
She said, yeah, trust me, I'm worth it. Basically, she just wanted to see if he'd go through the hassle of figuring out what those numbers were. Apparently, there are about 100 possible combinations. But
oh, my gosh.
So it's like, you know, five. She says, call me, 512, and then like 3-1-2-0-4, you know, Jackie and whatever. And so the reason we know this is his cousin has a very active Twitter account and posts the screenshot of the text message conversation.
Oh my gosh.
And so then he's like, hey, so what'd you do? And so apparently his cousin, the guy who got the number, sends him a photo of all of the different telephone combinations written down on notebook paper.
He was putting in the work.
He was putting in the work.
He was putting in the work. Good for him.
Yeah. And so
that would go far. If I'm Jackie, that goes far in my book.
Well, apparently it did, because we do have an update, because yesterday his cousin posted again. Jackie apparently saw the post go viral, DM'd the cousin, the guy who's got, you know, the big reach on social media, and told her there were still around 50 numbers to try. And her response was, he may not be as clever as he thinks. Give me his number. I'm taking over this operation.
Yeah, that's like, you know, he's earned it.
Yeah, he's earned it. So
we're getting in touch.
I'm going to give him a call. Yeah,
it's go time.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I know.
So I like that.
We tweeted it out, by the way, if you want to see it, at Ben and Kelly Show.
That's genius.
So, like, for you, Kelly, was there ever any, like, real creative way that a guy asked you for your number?
Well, I'll be honest. My husband had to go through something similar, because after our first date, he lost his phone. And so he had to literally, this was back when you kind of had to get a printout of your bill and all the numbers that you called, and started calling all the numbers to see which one was mine.
Oh, wow.
And that's why I didn't hear from him for a week. And I was just like, well, I thought we had a nice date. I wonder what's up with that guy.
Oh.
And then he got in touch with me. And for a while, I was like, I don't know if I believe that story. Oh, but yeah, that's what happened.
That's,
I was just like, really?
That's funny.
He went through some work.
That's funny.
And that proved to me he was a good guy.
All right. Let us know if you've got a fun story of how you got a number or you gave a number out to, you know, a person. We'd love to hear it because this is so creative. And like I said, we've tweeted it out at Ben and Kelly Show. All right, ready for a stupid fact of the day?
Let's go.
Okay, so we're going to stay in the animal kingdom with this, okay?
Why not?
Why
a lot of animal learning
do you
today.
Say, why do you say that?
There's been much animal learning today.
So,
and
listen.
And been in the same lane.
So, the stupid fact is where we find random things in the internet. We think, fascinating. And we want to pass it along to you.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know if you know anything about hippos.
I don't. Not one thing.
You're about to learn.
I mean, the only thing I know is from, like, Madagascar. I like them big. I like them chunky. Moto Moto. That is my...
Oh, yes.
Yep, that's my only knowledge of hippos from Moto Moto.
Okay.
Madagascar.
Okay.
That was pretty good, wasn't it?
So, apparently, it is almost impossible to castrate a hippo.
Oh, just dangerous? They're going to kick you
well,
out
I
of
mean,
the way?
Well, I mean, I would think, yes, dangerous.
Yeah, I'd but, be like, nope.
But danger being beside itself.
Oh.
Apparently, their little nuggets are so... Well, they're on the inside, and they recede during surgery, so you can't really even find them in
nope.
the hippo.
Nope. Try to find me.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't cut me off if you can't find me.
Exactly. The hippo's like, yeah, no.
That's a defense mechanism. Like, they sense what was going on. Like,
right.
Nope. I heard what you did to Harry.
Exactly.
I'm not doing that.
Right,
uh-uh.
Right. No, no I'm going to be fertile so I can do this.
Right.
Yes. That is the mating sound of a hippo.
That was Moto Moto.
That was Moto Moto right
Moto
there.
Moto Moto getting his mojo on.
I know. All right. So, you
yeah.
know, again, your stupid fact of the day.
Okay.
It's almost impossible to castrate a hippo. So I know that you're probably, a majority of you listening are never going to be in that position.
No, like that is not ever but, going to be my job. And has it been anybody else's job? Like, are they purposely trying to do that? I wouldn't think they would need to do
but
that.
But for those of you listening, studying to be in the veterinary sciences,
mm-hmm.
this is something that you'll know walking into class.
Oh, great. All right.
There you go.
So is there ever a need to do that? Like, is for health reasons?
I don't
think we need to cut down on the hippo population.
Listen, the... Old host of The Price is Right, Bob Barker, said it best. Help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed and neutered. So
okay.
this would be a thing.
I don't think we need to spay or neuter the hippos, though.
Okay. Well, thank you for your opinion, Kelly. We'll go ahead and let the experts figure that out, all right?
All right.
All right. So there you go. That's your stupid fact of the day on 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, good morning. 99.7 DJX. 46 outside. Going to be... mild on this Groundhog Day. Let me ask you a question. Which of your senses would you turn off? Dive into that coming up next. 99.7 EJX.
BenAndKellyShow.com.
All right, question, Kelly.
Uh-huh.
First of all, do you know your five senses?
My five senses?
Uh-huh.
Yes. You have sight and hearing and smell, taste, touch.
Yes. Smell, hearing, taste, touch, sight. Yes, you got it.
Yes.
So if you had the power, if you could gain the power to switch on and off one of your senses at will, which would it be?
Hearing.
Is it because of me?
Oh yeah. Sometimes. Okay. Well, you know, when kids and husbands and dogs and everything, they wrestle and they get crazy and it's loud. Like those moments, I could just be like, boop.
You're like, you know what? I'm going to live in silence for a little bit.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. In certain chaotic moments, I would like to just go boop.
Yeah, you know what? Hearing, that may be on my list.
And don't get me wrong. I love, you know, obviously.
All five senses.
I don't take for granted.
No. And that's not what this is trying to do. No, it's just a like I said, stupid question. This poll that asked people, that was second on the list.
What was the first?
Smell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There are certain smells that are not good.
Yeah.
You'd like to not smell those.
But then with smell, that leads to taste. Like, you need to smell in order to really taste things.
You do. So just turn it off when you're not eating.
They're really, yeah, I was going to say that they're really connected, those two, smelling and tasting. But yeah, I mean, I would probably say for me, I think smell would be the sense. If I could turn it off and on at will, like if I had a little button on my body, that'd be like,
sure.
Boop.
Like if you know you're going to make the smells that are not pleasant, you could just be like, all right, turn this off.
I'd tell my wife, listen, turn off your nose. Turn it off.
That would be nice.
I wish I could tell my wife that.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Because people in my house always seem to find their way into the restroom while I'm in there. So, you know, it is what it is. I get it. I get it. But yes, the majority of people said smell, then hearing, then taste and touch. And only 1% of those polled said sight.
It's pretty important.
Well, yeah, and we also have eyelids, too. A majority of us have eyelids, so
yes.
You can do that.
You can close your eyes and turn it off for a second,
right,
if you like.
On your own, so. All right, like I said, stupid question here this morning, but you say hearing. I said smell, so.
I might switch to smell after hearing your argument. I kind of forgot about the unpleasant smells.
No, I get
way
it.
Worse than loud chaos in the house.
I get it. Kelly, I'm an influencer. I understand.
You are. You absolutely influenced my decision just now.
I understand, you know.
Hang your hat on that.
Want to know what wild thing did you learn about when you were on the receiving end of an accidental butt dial? We'll get into those stories coming up, and after 7 o'clock, we'll take your calls here on 99.7 DJX. But first, setting the bar, Kelly, these are stories about what?
Bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Stories that maybe we hope you don't find yourself in today.
Yeah, butt dialing is awkward, you know. But if you can manage to make it through the day without confessing, in quotes, to a murder after you've butt dialed 911, then you're doing okay. Oh, Jesus, right. Elijah, the dude who did it, he was playing Rainbow Six Siege. He's a gamer. It's a shooter game, right?
Okay.
He's on with another friend.
So wait, he didn't actually kill a person, right?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, my gosh.
Setting the bar stories, by the way, we don't ever highlight, like, death in setting the bar stories.
Okay, good.
So he's talking about how he killed two people in this video game, right?
Oh my gosh, and the police thought it was real.
But yes, but he had butt dialed 911.
Oh, I was sitting down on my couch playing Rainbow Six Siege. All of a sudden, we're in the middle of a match, and I killed two people. I got two kills, and after that, I died. I see a call on my phone, 911. No more than 2 minutes, my dog started barking at the front door. And so I look out there, and there's four police patrol cars out there.
Minutes later, police show up at his house, guns drawn, obviously. They think it's a legit crime scene, a horrific crime scene. Or they're about ready to, you know, engage with someone who has literally offed two people, right?
Oh, my gosh.
I was playing the game. And I got butt dialed the phone.
Yeah, so he comes out of his house, hands up, and he's talking to the police. This is like the audio from their police cam.
Okay. That was my bad. What? No. It's only me home.
Everyone inside, okay?
Nobody's inside. It's only me.
You play video games? Yeah, you said he was.
Yeah, so after checking,
come on in, see everything.
Yeah, exactly. After checking his house, checking the situation, they realize what had happened and all that stuff, but...
Oh, wow.
Holy cow. Right.
Is he, like, in trouble for, like, false 911 call or anything like that?
That's a good question. I don't have that information. But, yeah. Wow. So, again, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without confessing to something like that after you've butt-dialed 911, especially if it's an accident, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. That's terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good cautionary tale for anybody playing those kinds of games.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what we want to know is, have you ever been on the receiving end of a butt dial where you heard something you weren't supposed to? Did you bust anyone?
We had that situation happen.
Yeah, we'll tell you this story, which if you've listened to the show
You've heard it for years.
Yeah, we've told it before. It's wild.
It's legendary.
Yeah, we'll tell you that story. But yeah, would love to hear your stories of accidental butt dials.
I still can't believe nobody got fired.
And butt dial confessions. Right. We'll do that coming up. 795-1997. Have you ever been on the receiving end of a butt dial where you heard something you weren't supposed to? We'll get to some of your stories here in just a quick sec.
Can tell ours right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a legendary one that has been floating around. At this point, it's urban legend because it's probably been over 10 years since it happened here at the radio station, right?
Yes, it did happen, though. So our former boss accidentally butt dialed the account executive that he was talking to his coworker about.
Yeah, I mean, not like, oh, so-and-so is a great person.
No, dress is nice. It wasn't a flattering conversation.
Smells good.
No, wasn't any of that.
Yeah, he definitely butt dialed him and was talking crap. And yeah. The account executive didn't answer the phone. It was on the voicemail. And so
he had a recording of it.
Yeah, so our boss literally was in closed door meetings with this account executive. I guess they worked it all out because no one ended up getting fired. But yeah, that is an awkward situation. You know?
I'm so surprised that the account executive didn't quit. I would have been like, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out.
Immediately?
Yep. Yeah. There's proof you're talking about me behind my back. I'm out.
Got a message from a listener. Accidentally called my mom while I was talking to a friend about our plans to start selling
the wacky tobacco. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Oh dang.
I drove up to her work, asked to borrow her phone, dialed her voicemail, and you could hear everything clear as day. She just looked confused, but I told her I accidentally pocket dialed her talking about her birthday and had to delete the message.
Oh, wow.
That was a close call for sure.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, shoot. I got another message from a listener who said, I once got a 7-minute voicemail from a high school teacher of mine.
In which
he was high with a few other teachers from my school. Listening to them giggle like children and talk about kids from our classes was probably the funniest thing I've heard in my 4 years of high school.
Oh my gosh.
The next day, he pulled me aside at the beginning of class and all but begged that I delete the message. He was a cool guy, and that could have probably cost him his job, so I did.
How did he have his student's number?
I have no idea.
That's crazy.
Oh my gosh, that is too much. And then
those two scenarios could have gotten him in big trouble.
Well, for sure. These are butt dialing confessions here. And then finally, a friend of mine was jokingly complaining about her boyfriend to a group of friends. She was very much in love with him, but was saying things like, Andrew chews with his mouth open.
Just like nitpicking on stupid stuff.
Yeah, or Andrew can be a bit of a creep sometimes, you know, all in jest, right? But at the end of this like little tirade, our listener says, she realized that she had dialed not him.
No.
But her boss.
No.
Who also happened to be named Andrew.
Oh, gosh! Oh, no! So boss thought she was talking about him.
Uh-huh.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh, right?
Oh, did she get fired?
I don't know.
Oh, let's hope not.
Oh, that is so fun. All right.
Oh, wow.
If you've got a story, we'd love to hear them, all right?
Yep, 502-795-1997.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly Kay Show.
Get to one here real quick. I used to be a 911 dispatcher for about 11 years. We get a call from a grandmother who wants her granddaughter checked on. She got a call and said it's an open line. Sounds like her granddaughter's really sick and in a lot of pain. So they sent out police for welfare check. Turns out, granddaughter having a little sexy time and the phone had been on the bed, butt dialed granny. Oh my gosh, that's terrible.
Oh, shoot. All right. Hey, coming up, can you call dibs on someone you're not dating yet?
That group therapy on the way. And we may even check in live on Punxsutawney Phil Gobbler's Knob up there in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania for Groundhog Day. A time-honored tradition here on Groundhog Day, 99.7 JX, Ben and Kelly. We check in with Punxsutawney Phil.
It's Punxsutawney Phil!
Yes! Yes, Phil! Rodents predicting the weather!
Gentlemen, gather around.
Okay. All right, there.
Okay, we have a decision.
A prediction has been made, Mr. President.
Okay, what is it?
Hear ye, hear ye! Oh, now gosh. On this February 2nd, Punxsutawney Phil, the seer of seers, prognosticator of all prognosticators,
you have to go through all this,
was awakened from his wintry nap at dawn on Gobbler's Knob.
This is live.
Phil looked to the skies and then, speaking in groundhoggese, directed the president to the proper scroll.
Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
Another winter's slumbered pause so I could meet the crowd. Hard to sleep anyway when the party's this loud.
Yeah.
I envy your energy. I envy the fun.
This is a groundhog.
I envy all of you and your opposable thumbs. But
jokes.
It's not what I feel, it's what I see and what you hear. So gather round and let me be clear.
Oh, here it comes.
Atmosphere is a wonderful thing.
Here it comes.
And we can create our own and the weather it brings.
Yes.
It brings hope for the future and so much more.
Bring it.
Maybe some Punxsutawney Phil write-in votes in 2024.
Jokes.
But what this weather did not provide is a shadow or reason to hide.
What?
Glad tidings on this Groundhog Day. An early spring is on the way.
Oh, there you go. Early spring. Punxsutawney Phil live from Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. The crowd goes wild. So dumb. It's 99.7 DJX. Group therapy coming up next. What are the rules of calling dibs? I mean, you can call dibs on just about anything, right?
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
I think we have to figure out, does this fall into that category?
All right, Tanya wants to know if you can call dibs on someone you're not dating. And if you've got an issue and you want us to help you out with it, you can always message us, Ben and Kelly Show, at gmail.com, or give us a call or text us, 502-795-1997. Let's get to it.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
That's what Tanya says. Hey, Ben and Kelly, I've had a crush on a coworker for the longest time, and all my friends know that I'm pretty much in love with this guy. He's all I ever talk about.
No.
Well, over the weekend, we were all getting drinks, and one of my closest friends went home and hooked up with him.
Oh, no!
Total violation of girl code, friend code, every code. She ruined everything. My questions are, is he off limits because she hooked up with him?
Mm-hmm.
And could you forgive a friend for hooking up with someone that you like? I know he's not my boyfriend, but everybody knows how much I love that man.
Yeah, okay. I can understand a little bit of jealousy. And, you know, I don't think you can fault your friend. My grandma always had a saying, you know, poop or get off the pot.
We went straight to your grandma for the, I like that.
So
that's cute.
My, you know, I say that because it's like, hey, Tanya, why didn't you ask him? Why didn't
exactly.
you shoot your shot?
Right. Or, you know, did she and she was turned down? I mean, if that's the case, then no, you can't call dibs on him anymore. Lindsay said, yes, you like him, but neither you nor him have made a move. After the longest time, is it possible that your friend also has feelings for him but hasn't been able to talk about it because you're the one always talking about how much you have a crush on him?
Oh, gosh, that's a good thought.
I understand being mad or upset for a while, but you're not dating, and it doesn't sound like you're in high school anymore.
That's true.
That, I was immediately thinking this sounds a little high schoolish.
So what is your experience with this? I would be curious to know if you had a situation where you and your friend were kind of both pining after the same person and one of you got there first.
Right. One of you like verbalized it first and the other one felt like, well, I can't say anything now.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. So anyways, phone number 502-795-1997, 502-795-1997. We'll take your comments on the way next. We've been kind of talking about group therapy where Tanya has had a crush on a coworker for a long time. You know, all her friends know about it, right? Well, one of her close friends hooked up with him after a weekend of partying, right? She's mad that she violated girl code and she's like, I called dibs on him.
Right. And then we're kind of like, all right, well, if you never shot your shot, yeah. You know, then I don't think you get to call dibs.
Yeah, how can you be mad?
Yeah. There are a lot of people asking, like, have you told him? Like, have you made a move? If not, then no. You don't have any room to, like, prevent anybody from, you know, hooking up with him. Even though, obviously, it's, yes, you've made it known in your friend group. And maybe that's not the best move, especially if your friend didn't say, hey, I know you really like him, but we're kind of vibing. And do you mind if I explore that?
Right. I got a text from a listener. You can call dibs on the last piece of pie, the front seat, etc. You can't call dibs on a person. Objectification much? LOL. I mean, I get that. And then another person's like, look, it doesn't have anything to do with the concept of dibs. It's just basically a concept where you respect your friend's feelings and won't try to engage with that person romantically while they're making their own attempt. Okay.
Okay.
But it didn't sound like she was ever making her attempts.
Yep. Corey is just kind of like making it simple. Nope. Can't be mad. You wait, you lose.
Mm.
Or maybe her friend was just doing research to find out if, you know, he's good enough.
You know
for
what?
Research purposes. I went home with him.
You know, I am just doing this as a favor to you.
Right. If he's rubbish, they'll let you know and you don't have to waste your time.
So you know, one way or the other. what's happening with this guy?
Exactly. Ginger says it sounds like he's become an obsession for you, even though he isn't reciprocating your feelings and that your friend, in quotes, has little to no respect for you. You deserve more and should seriously consider moving on from them both.
Okay. Now, Carrie had messaged us and said, look, same thing happened to me. I had called dibs on a guy at work that as soon as he wasn't seeing someone, I was going to make my move. All my friends knew this. Well, Debbie, swooped in first. I was mad. She turned into his rebound. They saw each other for a few weeks and broke it off. I played the long game, was his friend and there to talk to. Then several months of being his friend, we became more than friends and have been married for 3 years. So stick to it,
wow,
girl.
Oh, well, see?
And that's kind of one of those.
Way to play it.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's kind of one of those. If it's meant to work out, it'll work out.
Right. And maybe you just need to be patient.
Yeah.
But, and again, I have no idea if she's laid any groundwork with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, what the status of their relationship is, how close they are, if she has ever, again, I guess, hinted at her feelings.
Right, 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 right.
So maybe you just sit back and let this play out and see what happens.
Yeah, 100%. So there you go. Group therapy. Hopefully, Tanya, this gives you some guidance as to how you should play it. But yeah, I think both of us are saying, hey, if it's meant to work out, it's meant to work out. You can't really be mad at your friend, but you can just be there for the guy when they break up, if they ever...
Well, it's just like, you know, one hookup, not sure if they're going to start dating or what's going to happen with that. So just maybe sit back and, you know, I understand it stings, but I, you know, what are you going to do if you haven't like made a move? Then I don't think he's your property.
All is fair in love and war, right?
Yes, indeed, sir.
All right. There you go. That is group therapy. Playing a fun little game we like to call Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's say hi to Brittany calling us from Pee Wee Valley. Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
Hey there. Brittany has got wavy brown hair, drives a Volvo, has a boyfriend of a year and a half, but has known him over 20 years.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
I know. One of those fun stories. Tell Kelly how you met him.
His mom actually hired my mom at her current job over 20 years ago.
And oh, look at that!
Yeah, we would play at the little work picnics as kids, but then we kind of lost touch and eventually found each other again.
Oh, you're meant to be. This is so amazing.
I know, that
is. Yeah, he's really sweet. He's a really good guy.
I like that for you. I like that
Thank
for you.
You.
I feel good about this, Brittany. I feel real good about this. All right. So Kelly's going to describe what Little Kid or Drunk Adult is, how to play the game.
Pretty simple, yet difficult. You're going to hear three stories, and you have to figure out, did that happen when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult?
First one.
A bartender yelled at me and made me cry because I interrupted a pinball tournament.
Oh. A bartender.
No, I feel like because it's a bartender and we're at a bar, it's an obvious answer, right?
Yes, but it just depends. Like, there are some bars where it's not full bar, but like a restaurant too.
Listen, yeah. Brittany, I have three daughters that I've taken to bars my entire life. So I'm guilty of this. So.
Yeah, it could go either way because of that.
Right. I feel like I'm going to say little kid because it could be a trick.
Okay.
You know what? I'll agree with that philosophy. All right. Yes.
You're both saying little kid.
I was a little kid.
There it is.
Sweet.
Look at you. Yes.
I was about 8. There's a small local restaurant that also has a bar in it.
Yeah, there it is.
And me and my family went probably weekly when I was younger, and I was probably about 8 when this happened. They have a pinball machine there, and that was like my favorite thing to do. So we had just sat down, and my stepdad gave me some quarters. I went up to the pinball machine, and I went to put them in, but it said there was already game credits. So being 8, I just went ahead and started playing.
YOLO!
And this man, probably in his 40s, runs out from behind the bar and runs over to me and starts yelling at me because apparently the people who work at this place had a pinball tournament going on, and I had jumped in the middle of it, which was why there were already credits on the machine. And I had jumped in the middle of it and messed up their whole tournament.
Oh my gosh!
No.
Poor kid!
But still don't yell at the child!
I know! Listen!
I mean, if I see that there is a pinball game, like, in the middle of it, no one is attending to it, then I would probably be like, you know what, this needs to be finished.
You can't just let the pinball game end.
Exactly. It's not going to play itself.
All right, Brittany, you are one for one. Let's go. Number 2.
I got pooped on by a parrot and flung it on a total stranger.
Okay. Unfortunate.
That would stink.
Literally.
I'm going to just... Yes. Drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
Why not?
Why not? All right. Kelly, what do you
think? I'll say little kid just to be devil's advocate.
All right. Brittany says drunk adult. Kelly says little kid.
Was a drunk adult.
There it is. Drunk adult.
And me and my friends went to this zoo on college day, and we had one too many dirty monkeys. And then we decided to go to the bird exhibit, and they let this one parrot fly over us, and I was looking up, and it flew over. Uh-huh. And I realized it dropped a bomb and was headed right at my face. So I flung my hand in front of it, hoping to stop it, and I guess, but instead it splattered all on my hand, and I flung it at some strangers that were seated next to us.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
I'll tell you.
Oh, no.
What great reactions, though, coming from a drunk person.
She's like a ninja.
Yeah. For sure. All right.
Yeah.
Brittany, you're doing amazing so far.
And I'm usually terrible.
I'm really impressed.
I am, too.
Thank you.
You're defying the odds in this game.
Last one, Brittany. Here we go. Little kid, drunk at all. Can she be perfect?
I lost 4 teeth to a shopping cart.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Yeah, oh, my is right. Lost 4 teeth to a shopping cart.
Yikes. Ouchie.
I feel like I'm going to go with little kid.
Okay.
I mean, yes, you could go shopping drunk.
All right. Brittany's saying little kid. Kelly, what do you think?
I'll stick with her on this one, little kid.
All right. Both of you saying little kid?
I was a little kid.
There it is. Perfect.
Yes. Perfect.
3 for 3. Yeah.
And I was in the shopping cart like kids are. And my mom walked to the other side of the aisle to grab something off the shelf.
Uh-oh.
And, of course, I tried to quickly stand up and grab some Fruit Loops. And, well, if you don't know, those carts are definitely not meant to stand in. And I lost my talents and smacked my face on the handle and lost my first 4 teeth.
Oh, wow.
Oh, goodness.
Ow.
We've had a couple poor kid moments in this game here.
Yeah. But it'll make for very interesting adults.
Yes.
Yes.
Sure. Absolutely.
Well, and it lands you on a show like this.
Absolutely. Well, Brittany, congratulations.
Thank you.
Woo!
I'm so excited.
Yay! All right, Brittany, hang on the line a quick sec. We got to get just a little bit more information from you. And thank you so much for playing. Hang on.
Thank you.
All right.
Oh, she's amazing at this game. Listen, we need more stories, though. We need more stories. You can email us a voice note of you telling the story. Just give us a headline, reveal the answer, finish the story, email it at benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
TheBenAndKellyShow.com.
You can always text us, keep in touch with the show, from this listener who just wanted to share this comment her daughter made and thought of our show.
She said her daughter's 5. She saw a Jenny Craig commercial and said, "You should be in this commercial, Mommy, but on the left side with the bigger mommies."
Oh, gosh.
Oh, God.
Daggers. Daggers.
I mean, you know, the kids don't know,
no.
don't understand how insulting that is.
So
and that's why it's precious.
So, yeah, how did your kid insult you?
Got another text. My four-year-old precious daughter looked at me, a mom of four kids, and said, when I grow up, I want to have really long boobs like you.
Oh, that's fun. Shannon said, playing I Spy in the car, and my oldest says, something gray. And my youngest, without skipping a beat, says, mommy's hair.
Oh, God. Keeps us honest, right?
Yeah, it does. Kristen.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so my youngest is 16 now, mm-hmm. but when he was little, he ran up to me and he grabbed my stomach and he said, Mommy, I love your squishy belly. And it wasn't even that squishy.
Oh, my gosh. You're like, thanks.
Yeah, right. It's all because of you. Thank you.
Love it. Thank you, Kristen.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. Elizabeth texted in kid insults. One of the kids at my job has asked a couple of times if he could see the baby. I'm not pregnant.
Oh,
my gosh.
That is the cardinal rule you don't do.
No, but when you're a kid, maybe you don't know that.
Yeah, Amanda texted in the same thing. Just said, my four-year-old says all the time, I have a baby in my belly, like his teacher.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. Eric said, my niece asked me one time, Uncle Eric, are you pregnant? That is funny.
No, I'm not. Thanks so much, though.
Good stuff. So, anyways, if you got something to share, how your kid insulted you accidentally, of course.
502-795-1997.
Got a couple more texts in about how your kids accidentally insulted you, which this has just been a fun little journey. You can actually hear some of our original conversation up on the podcast, WDJX.com. Got a text from a listener. This happened when picking my daughter up from preschool. She tells another little girl that her mom had her pants on backwards. This little girl said, why? My daughter blurts out, because her butt is in the front.
Oh, my God.
I wanted to disappear. LOL.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, bless their hearts. They just don't get it. They don't understand.
Shannon said, my three-year-old granddaughter insists that Papa is pregnant. She will even go get a baby doll and shove it under his shirt. And then we get this text from Leslie who said, I was hanging out with my niece and nephew. My brother-in-law went to the basement, leaving us alone. After about 10 minutes, my nephew panicked, saying, wait, there's no adult. I had to remind him I was an adult. I'm 33. I try to take that as a compliment.
Yes, you look so young.
Yes, that's it. That's it.
Oh, it cuts. Because I'm just so honest. Megan said, my four-year-old son told me, Mommy, you're prettier than all the stars, but your face looks like a monkey's butt.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, how are you supposed to take that?
Right. Hey, Laura.
My daughter, so I lost a lot of weight, and I had a lot of excess skin, like, hanging on my arm.
Mm-hmm.
And she was grabbing on my arm one day, and she's like, Mommy, it feels like pizza dough.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, Laura, love it, right? Love it.
Right. Exactly. Kids are great.
They are, right?
Oh, my gosh. Got a text. My five-year-old daughter saw a picture of me from the 80s. I had the standard hairsprayed, teased-up helmet hair.
Mm-hmm.
It was my middle school track picture, so I was outside, and the wind had caught my hairspray ball on top and picked it up even further, so it was top-notch, if you know what I mean. So my daughter looked at the pic and said, oh, Mommy, I don't think any boys at your school had a crush on you, you know, because of your hair.
Oh, my gosh.
And her 18-year-old son saw a picture of her, again from the 80s, feathered hair, glasses. He busted out laughing and said, OMG, Mom, you look like Napoleon Dynamite.
I don't think he was complimenting, though.
I don't think so.
That's
funny. I don't think that's a compliment.
Courtney said, my daughter has autism, and one time I tripped and fell at the gas station, of all places, in front of everyone, and my daughter looks at me and says, Piggy stuck.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow.
All right. Well, hey, thank
this
you.
This is therapeutic.
Yeah, right? This. Right? Purging it. That's what we're doing.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7. 97 DJX.
All right, trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, a game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's all for this fun trophy. You Laugh, You Lose, Supreme Victor Trophy. There are jokes, and there is jokes, and there are jokes.
There are jokes and jokes and jokes.
All right, losers go first. That's you, Kelly.
Oh, that's me? Yes. That's me. Okay. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
There's one thing that always makes me throw up. It's a dartboard on the ceiling.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah, also dangerous.
In honor of today, does anyone know any good Groundhog's Day jokes?
Don't know any good Groundhog's Day jokes.
Because I keep hearing the same ones over and over.
Yeah. Yeah. Good one.
Thank you.
Hey, Ben, how does the moon cut his hair?
Ow.
Eclipse it.
Kelly, what did the groundhog's trainer tell him before the Olympics?
What did the groundhog's trainer tell him before the Olympics?
Go for gold!
Cute. Cute. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
I replaced my rooster with a duck.
Oh, yeah?
Now I wake up at the quack of dawn.
This is You Laugh, You Lose.
Uh-huh.
Kelly, what did the French groundhog see when he woke up?
What did the French... I'm glad that you're sticking with the theme because I did not put any of those in the... What did the French groundhog say?
Oh, his chateau!
Yes! That's good.
Uh-huh.
That's really good. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Why did Mozart sell his chickens?
Why?
Because they kept saying, Bach, Bach, Bach.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a classic, even. Kelly, I walked into a pet store and asked for a dozen bees.
Yeah.
Yeah, clerk carefully counted 13 bees out onto the counter, and I told him, that's too many!
Yeah.
Clerk replies, it's a freebie.
Also a classic. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Does refusing to go to the gym count as resistance training? Just asking for a friend. Yeah, yeah. I'm asking.
Kelly, I was gifted the worst thesaurus I've ever seen.
Yeah?
Not only is it terrible.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yes, it is. Can't find another word for terrible because it's a terrible thesaurus. I got it. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Just been to the gym at work because I got a new machine in. Only used it for a half hour. Started to feel sick.
Yeah?
It's great, though. Does everything. Kit Kats, Mars bars, Snickers. A whole lot.
That's a fun machine.
It is a fun machine. Oh.
Kelly, my wife told me that she was leaving me.
Oh, no.
Because I wouldn't deal with my OCD.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I told her to close the door 12 times on her way out.
Gotcha. Thoughts and prayers. Hey, Ben. In high school, I was so excited to become a senior.
Yeah?
I'm not too excited about that right now.
Oh, yeah. Different type. Different type.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly, is it okay that I start drinking as soon as the kids are at school?
Day drinking, sure.
Or does that make me a bad teacher?
Ah! That was a plot twist. That was a plot twist.
I didn't see that one coming.
I didn't see that one coming.
You laugh, you lose.
Hey, Ben, I was robbed at the gas station today.
Oh, no.
Yes. I called police. They asked if I know who did it. And I said, yes. Pump number 6.
Oh, gas prices. Kelly, why is it when I donate a kidney, uh-huh, I'm a hero?
Yes.
But when I donate 6 kidneys?
Yeah.
The police have questions?
They do have questions, because we are not born with that many kidneys. Where'd you get the kidneys, sir?
Well?
Valid question.
Shouldn't ask so many questions.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
I was mugged.
Oh.
I was mugged by 6 dwarves.
Oh, no.
Not happy.
Anybody know what Happy was doing?
Not sure.
No.
Not mugging me, though.
He wasn't mugging you?
He wasn't mugging me.
Bet it was Goofy.
Could have been.
Wait, is Goofy
Goofy's not. No, Goofy is a dog.
Goofy's not a dwarf?
Nope. Grumpy is.
Is it Pluto?
Nope. Also a dog.
Okay. Hey, Kelly, after my boss died, I attended his wake.
R.I.P., Steve.
He had an open casket. Yeah. Got in line, pay my respects, mm-hmm, right? When it was finally my turn, I knelt down beside the body. Just whispered softly. Who's thinking outside the box now?
Oh, what? That one goes out to Steve. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Why should you never fight a dinosaur?
Why?
You'll get giraffe kicked.
Kelly, my family is mad that I made out with my third cousin. Which is surprising because they didn't say anything about the first two. Hot cousins. Third one.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
What do you call a blind dinosaur?
What do you call a blind dinosaur?
Do you think he saw us?
So dumb. That's so dumb.
Cousin lover.
Yeah, why? Why you made me go out on your dumb dinosaur joke?
I know.
Hold the trophy.
I held out. Thank you.
There it is. Oh. Congratulations. You win. You laugh, you lose there. Kiss it.
I did.
99.7 DJX.
All right. It's time for text confessions, where sometimes we get fun wrong number texts. We get confessions. Our text line is kind of a wild place. 502-795-1997. So what we did...
figured you wanted to share.
Yeah, we saved a bunch, and we have for you these confessions. Now, if you have one, we'll keep you anonymous, and you can text in the secret you're holding on to.
My grandma is a devout Catholic,
mm-hmm.
and has kept this framed photo of Jesus on her nightstand for about 10 years now.
Okay.
I don't have the heart to tell her that's actually Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, my gosh. I guess if she doesn't look at it all that often, she just knows it's there.
I mean, their outfits are kind of like that. They look biblical, for sure.
All right, another. I work as a receptionist in a vet's office. When somebody's pet is being put to sleep, we light a candle to let everyone know to be quiet and respectful. There was no dying pet today. I just had a hangover.
Oh, I need you to be quiet.
I'm just going to need everybody to be quiet.
I drank a little too much last night.
You know what? My head's pounding. I'm going to need to just light this candle and let everybody just shh. This is text confessions.
My wife's ex-husband is a really cool guy. He's dedicated to his kids, works hard, never breaks a promise.
Mm-hmm.
She still hates his guts, despite her being the reason their marriage failed.
No.
I can never admit it, but I would really like to be his friend, and I hope he has a good life. Wow.
That's one of those that you got to choose your side.
That's a loaded, like, he obviously married her, but he's aware of her flaws, it sounds like.
Uh-huh. Another from a listener. Again, if you want to confess, you can. 502-795-1997. This one's a little lighter from a listener. I feel like your listener, Andrew the Love Doctor, missed a perfect opportunity to use the name Andrew the Love Guru.
Oh, that's true. I mean,
okay.
Did we name him Andrew the Love Doctor, or did he name himself?
I think he named himself.
Did he name himself? We went with it. He's been our resident expert.
For 10 years,
for
maybe.
A long time.
Yeah, long time.
Still haven't added him to the payroll. We probably should.
Is it coming out of your check?
No, sir. I don't even get paid for all the jobs I do around here. Nope.
All right. All right, another text confession. I work for a major broadcaster developing their strategy to combat illegal streaming. Sunday. I watch football on an illegal stream as my salary hasn't kept pace with the rising cost of living, leaving me struggling financially.
Oh, gosh.
That's awful.
Oh, no.
But I would imagine if you're in that job, you know how to access that sort of information. If you're in a position to combat it. Interesting.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. We'll do a couple more here. And then if you've got any more. Let us know,
502-795-1997. Okay, I went to a hotel with my son and 75-year-old mom. There was loud music by the pool, so I gave her my noise-canceling Bluetooth headphones while she read.
Uh-huh.
I then went to the room to watch some adult movies.
Oh, no.
Took me about 5 minutes to figure out why no audio was coming out of my phone.
Oh, no!
Nothing said for 2 days now.
Oh, no! All right, we're going to stop it there, okay? We're going to go ahead and pause it right there.
All right, shut it down.
That is...
Shut it down.
Text confessions. Wow.
No, Grandma!
By the way, we might be able to do a round two coming up. So our text line is 502-795-1997. We thought it might be fun to take some of the random texts and confessions that we get and bring you text confessions.
Like, I got invited to lunch with the big boss last year.
All right.
Told him how 80% of the work was done by 20% of the people, and we'd be better off without most of the team. He agreed, and 6 months later, I was one of the many, many layoffs as part of an efficiency drive. Fair play.
Oh, no. Well. Hey, I've got great ideas. I'll tell you what we can do.
Yeah.
He's like, you know what? Noted. Noted. All right, text confessions. I, quote, helped my girlfriend quit smoking a few years ago by training her parrot to say, "Brat, smells like cancer."
Oh my gosh.
Followed by a fake cough every time she lit up a cigarette. Thank you, Jelly Bean the parrot.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that will do it.
That, oh.
Like when you're getting shamed by your animals.
Yes.
I mean, every now and
it's
then.
It's time to reflect.
Yeah, you get the look from your animal and you're like, oh, don't even.
Okay.
Don't even give me that look.
I feel you judging me.
Right, exactly.
I hear you judging me.
Uh-huh.
My husband cheated. Wait, this is a text.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not, I don't want someone to just tune in and hear
right,
that.
No, what?
Go, what? What did Kelly's husband do? No,
this
not
is
my husband.
Text confessions.
This one says, my husband cheated and left me for another woman. The dummy didn't realize his email still popped up on my laptop. Yesterday, an itinerary for their trip popped up in an email. I followed the link, deleted the whole trip,
then
deleted the email.
Oh, my gosh.
I just wish I could have seen his face when he found out.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's evil.
I got another text from a listener. We're keeping all these anonymous. She says, I am a grandma. I once texted my family group chat, "Are you coming by tonight, boo?"
Oh, God.
Mortified.
Oh, God.
Look, grandmas need love too, right?
Absolutely. Never too late. Hashtag never too late.
Right.
This one, this is kind of funny. I'm so old. I now have a favorite spoon. Give it time. You will too. Is that what we have to look forward to?
Having favorite spoons.
Do you have a favorite spoon?
It's text confessions. Got another one from an anonymous listener. Hi, guys. Love your show. My confession is I was a student in France this past semester. Met a lovely guy. Took a week trip to Paris. When I got back, I heard no word from him. Didn't hear from him for weeks. Was wondering what was wrong. Come to find out, I got an STD from him. Must be why he was silent.
Oh, gosh.
That's a gift that keeps on giving.
Oh.
Yeesh.
Oh, so sorry to hear that one.
Yeah. All right. One last one with text confession.
Says my car's automatic transmission failed while I was running errands. Mm-hmm. The mechanic had told me it would be about $7,500 to replace. I don't have that money, so I kept driving it. I still could barely drive the car. Tried to make my way home. That's when a guy runs a red light and plows the front of my car.
Oh.
I was immediately so happy knowing I could now write it off. I couldn't stop smiling at the scene of the accident. The other driver thought I was a psychopath.
When you're like, yes.
Yeah, bro, I you was, have no idea what a big favor you just did
yep,
for me.
You gave no me a gift.
You gave me a gift. Solid. Isn't it great?
Oh, I love it. I love it. All right. Well, hey, thank you for all the submissions. Maybe we'll do it again sometime. This being text confession. Where are you no longer allowed to go?
The question is, where are you no longer allowed to go?
Or right? Where did you get kicked out of? How did you ruin a great thing?
What happened?
All right. So my dog, Dougal, got into a great daycare. It's close to our house. Staff is great. They love and adore him. And he absolutely loves them. He loves going. We take him maybe a couple times a week. Over the past 6 months, though, he's gotten a couple, I don't know, behavior marks.
Does he have a report card?
Well, yeah, I guess a little bit, but not too many, but it was for humping other dogs.
Oh my God.
Now, when this was addressed,
friendly is what you're saying.
He's a very friendly boy.
Yeah.
Listen, when the daycare addressed it with us, they didn't seem too alarmed. They're like, look, other dogs do this, you know, not too crazy. So we weren't really alarmed, and we were like, quit humping. And
like, we'll have a talk with him.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And literally, we would sit him down. We'd be like, stop humping. And then he'd cock his head to the side and be like,
understood. Good. All right.
So
good talk.
So it had probably been about a month since we've taken him, right? He hadn't been there for about a month, and we take him yesterday. It wasn't 3 hours later.
Oh, no.
We get a phone call that says he's been permanently removed from the daycare and is regulated to one-on-one care.
Oh, no.
He absolutely ruined a great thing.
Oh, no.
I was mortified. So you kind of remember this, Kelly. If you'll recall, yeah. Yesterday my wife calls me. She was like, hey, taking Dougal to daycare. Let's cross our fingers. He's a good boy. And I was like, all right. And I get off the phone with my wife and I tell you, and I'm like, oh, so help me gosh. If that boy gets kicked out of daycare, I don't know what to do. It was like I was manifesting it, or I knew something was going to happen. So, of course, I get the phone call that he's been permanently removed, right?
Permanently removed. Not like we're just taking a timeout today.
No.
Like it's not his day.
No, he can still come, but he's regulated to one-on-one care and not
the
in
pen
the groups.
Of shame.
Yes, yes. I was upset. I was embarrassed that we can't utilize this place the way we used to. Like, uh-huh. I love this place. This was
for socialization, but he's not going to be socialized now. It's just other people taking care of him.
So, of course, he's still at the daycare.
Yeah.
Someone's got to pick him up.
Sure.
It was like I was doing the walk of shame.
Oh, yeah.
When it came time to pick him up.
Yeah, you're and walking so, in as the parent of that dog.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so instead of like going through the little drive-through that they have, you know, uh-huh. I pulled my car in because I knew it was going to be longer than just a, oh, hey, I'm here to pick up Dougal. Okay, yep, great. Nope. All right, bye.
You Conversations know, need to be had.
Yeah. So, you know, I go and they look at me. I look at them and they point at me. They're like, Dougal, right? I was like, yep. That's my boy.
That's the problem, child.
And so, you know, look, they bring him out and they reassure me. They're like, you know, he's a great dog. He's still a puppy. He knows his name. He knows recall. You know, we still love him. He's great, but he just can't come back to the group.
Oh, boy. And listen, so did they give a reason or maybe a way to try to curb the problematic behavior? Or?
I mean, I asked him what if there were things that we could do with him and stuff like that. And, yeah. You know, they gave us recommendations and they said, look, let's take a break from this. If he gets more training or whatever, then maybe down the road we'll reevaluate him.
Okay.
And see what we can do.
Down the road.
Yeah, down the road. So
if he can get his humping under control.
I guess. Like I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, boy, come on now. By the way, if you go to our Instagram, at Ben and Kelly Show, I've posted a picture that they literally sent us yesterday of, quote, the happy boy during one-on-one play.
Oh,
and I'm like,
God.
You're rubbing salt in the wound.
Oh boy.
Yeah, so where I want to know, where are you no longer allowed to go, or where have you been kicked out of because of your dog or kid?
Oh, bless all of your hearts there in the Dougal household.
I'm telling you, I get it was as if he was our flesh and blood child, because I get home and my wife and I were just like, we're not, I don't know what to do with him. I don't know what,
we've taken him to training. You know, I mean, like uh-huh. we're having these conversations.
Yes.
Like he's literally our kid.
We're having a parenting discussion.
Yes. And we're like, look, yes. like this is so embarrassing yes. for the family. I cannot uh-huh. believe. And it's like, they know who I am
yes,
over there.
They do. Yes.
So now it's like, you know what?
They're probably gossiping about us.
We had to kick Ben Davis's dog out. He was a humper. Well, have you heard their show? Well, it's no wonder he's a humper. Yep. Like, okay. Yeah.
Yep. Probably a reflection of dad. I mean, we've got kind of one of those. Piper is she freaks out. We did get a call from our friends at the Humane Society where they said we can't finish clipping her nails because we think she's going to have a heart attack.
But so, the Humane Society didn't ban you from going back to the Humane Society.
But they said we have to have a groomer here to do that. So just normal staff.
So they basically
can't do
did
it.
Say
they got to call in the big guns in order for them to be done because Piper loses her mind.
All right, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your story of where you're no longer allowed to go. Either because of you or because of something else or because of your kid or dog. But yeah, 502-795-1997. So where are you no longer allowed to go? Or where were you banned or kicked out of because of your kid or pet? Geneva said, when I was in fifth grade, our whole class got banned from the Galleria.
The Galleria, what'd they do?
Well, they were playing hide and seek and tag. They were very loud. It was two full buses of kids running around, and she thinks someone got something got damaged or something like that. So, yep, nope, not allowed anymore.
That'll do it.
Yeah,
That'll do it.
Miranda said my friend and I were banned from Rubbin' Butts Barbecue after we had a work Christmas party. And a friend was super drunk, had a red shirt on, and was doing drunken snow angels on their white floor, dyed it pink after someone took her home. And I was at the bar crying my eyes out because I thought she was kidnapped, LMAO.
Oh,
but
my God.
That's what they get for giving us free booze all night, LOL.
Exactly. You asked for it.
Right? Right? Another listener said, our local Staples. Basically went in with my brother to get a paper shredder, and some employee had plugged in all the display shredders, and when I found out I could turn them on, I proceeded to shred every single manual they had left in the shredder baskets for people to look at.
Oh my God.
He said it was funny at the time, but yeah, they no longer keep the shredders plugged in anymore.
Oh my gosh.
Oh shoot, you guys. Another I got kicked out of a hockey rink. They had chuck a puck in between periods. I was hammered and decided to throw miniature Snickers instead of a puck. So security guards asked me to stop. Then I started throwing them at the security guards, yelling about how he was only mad because he wanted to eat them. No idea to this day where I got that bag of miniature Snickers. There are several that are texting in and messaging us saying it was a 21st birthday party and I'm not allowed to go back to the bar because I puked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
that,
yeah.
Those,
that'll do it.
That'll do it. That'll do it. Another listener, the Mirage Hotel in Las Vegas.
Oh, wow.
I threatened.
Oh, what did you do?
I threatened to take a dump on the dealer's head.
That'll do it.
Those weren't my best days.
Yeah, no. Glad you didn't follow through in that threat. But yeah, no, I understand why they invited you never to come back.
All right. Well, maybe my dog Dougal getting kicked out of daycare ain't so bad, but still frustrating.
Oh, bless his heart. Is there another one nearby you can try? And just start all over, clean slate.
Kelly.
They won't even know.
Yeah, they won't even know. He's a marked dog now. He's a marked dog. I'm sure the daycares talk to one another.
The reputation is getting around.
Yep.